Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another week of the Dead End Sports Fantasy Football Show. It's a show where B and I just kind of recap our teams in the league. We talk about our decisions, our tough losses, our poor decisions, the whole nine, man. Like, but we just kind of talk through what we're dealing with. And, you know, hopefully some of that will help you in your league. So it's not like that type of fantasy football show. It's just a show where two homies just sit around and talk fantasy football. Like, we would just do this normally, so why not record it? So, how did it go for you? Lo, you told me earlier, like, it was a bad week, right?
Yeah, bad week for me. The only league it wasn't bad. It was just bad because the way I lost in some of the leagues. But I went 2-for-2. We won the league with you that we co-managed, and then I won in my main league. Won in that one. Beat the homie Glenn. I know he hates that, though. But, yeah, lost in the real NFL to you gets nothing, last year champ. I'm pissed because Cam Newton hadn't really been playing up to par. So I was like, okay, cool. Let me bench him. Palmer's going against San Fran. Cam is going against New England at New England. Cam went off of 41 points. Even though Carson Palmer still gave me 22, that's not bad. But, I'm not really mad because even if I would have had Cam Newton's 41 points, I still would have lost. Because that was a 20-point difference, and I lost by more than 20 points. So that sucks. In the Dead End Sports League, I lost that one. But what was crazy about this particular situation, I had literally just traded. What was that, like Thursday? Me and the guy accepted the trade on Thursday or Friday or something like that. Traded Cook. I gave him Ty Montgomery, Carson Wentz, and he gave me Smallwood from Eagles and Cook. And just so happened, Cook got he's out for the year. So, you know, it's one of those things where I can't get mad because it's not like we knew what was going on, because me and him been kind of going back and forth trying to make a trade to where we both agree, you know, because we kept disagreeing, we kept rejecting, kept Connor offing and everything with the trade. So, you know, I'm glad we came to a decision with that trade. I felt good with the trade. Yeah, he felt great with it. You know, I gave him a quarterback that I think he felt he wants to have every week. And, you know, I still gave him a running back. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm taking one of your horses. So let me at least give you a good all-around guy in Ty Montgomery. And he gave me Cook and Smallwood, which I think Smallwood's about to ball out or at least get more carries, more touches because of Sproles being out. And I just think Philadelphia, they just searching for that running back right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they are. And Blunt had a good week. I think 126 yards rushing last weekend. And but I think that situation is fluid. We drafted him. We've been holding him. We think it's just a matter of time before it sorts itself out. Sproles is out, so there's opportunity there. And sometimes in fantasy football, that's what you're waiting on. I had a good week. I won in every league except the one that I want to win in.
The real NFL.
Yeah. And, man, like, well, first of all, we'll get to our team that we co-manage in a second. But this hurt because I lost by 5.46 points. Chris Carson was having a good game. I looked at the box score when I woke up that morning, 40-something points. I'm like, oh, snap, he at least got a touchdown. Or, you know, with the big lead like that, he at least have over 100-something yards rushing. And then I see that he ended up getting hurt and stopped at 6 points, and I lost. Now, what made this a terrible decision is that, well, what made it hurt is because that morning, like 10 minutes before kickoff, I picked up Bilal Powell. And, you know, I left him on the bench. And you know what he did. He went for 25 points.
I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought that? Like, Who would have thought that?
I would have thought that he would have at least. Well, here's okay.
Please tell me you didn't contemplate. Did you contemplate on playing him, or you didn't even look at him twice?
Man, you don't remember Bilal Powell from last year?
Yeah.
He was snapping when he got all the work. So when Forte was ruled out, he was going to at least
I got you.
Yeah, like 70-something yards plus at least 30, 40 yards receiving. Maybe a touchdown. Now, what caused me some hesitation was the backup. His name is McGuire. So I didn't know if they were going to really split time there, but I knew Carson was the guy. So you can't predict injury. And, look, the guy broke his leg. That's terrible because he had an opportunity to be the man, and now he's done for the year pretty much. Like, that's – I feel bad for the guy. And it's not about, hey, man, you know, you screwed me over like Sammy Watkins did. It's more or less like, oh, man, if I would have just took a chance on Powell, I would have won. I'm 1-3, but I got – well, I don't even – you know what? I don't even know if this team is that good anymore, B.
Dang, you giving up on them like that?
I'm not, you know, I'm not yet, but I'm concerned. I really am, because remember I took Zeke, who's been okay, but I don't have a number two running back. Demaryius Thomas has been absolutely garbage.
And, he has. Yeah.
And Eifert is out. I thought about Croft, but I went with Austin Seferian Jenkins instead, and he did okay. But yeah, like, it was just – I'm 1-3, man, and it's terrible.
Yeah, in a dead-end sports league, the league where I made the trade for Cook, I was at least able to get Latavius Murray off of waivers.
I read that he's still not over his injury, so you just monitor that situation. But he's the man now.
Right. I ain't about to drop him yet. I'm a hold him. I'm a hold him still because I really don't have no option. He might not play this week.
No, he was just saying that he hasn't fully recovered from his injury.
You ain't got no choice because he the man. And then man, a real NFL man. I'm digging myself in a hole right now, man. 1-3. Like I said, I lost to you guess nothing. So this week I got. I think I might bench Cam again. He's going against a tough Detroit defense at away game. He's playing at Detroit. Carson Palmer is going against Philadelphia at Philly. Philadelphia defense don't scare me at all. I think Carson Palmer can at least give me another 20-point week.
And he got to throw the ball.
Right, and he got to throw the ball. Right. So, you know, I'm gonna stick with Palmer again this week. If Cam Newton happened to ball out against Detroit, you know, and another reason why I bench him too, because I got Detroit defense in the line. So it's just kind of like I don't want to be in that. Oh God, you know, if Cam Newton ball out, it's making my Detroit defense look bad or whatever in points wise. So yeah, I'm going with Chris Hogan because he balled out 2 weeks in a row and I had him on the bench, so I got him playing this week. From the Patriots, I got a Gordon going, Howard going. My Fleener is on a bye, so I got Ebron from Detroit going, and then I got Ty Montgomery going at my flex position. I got Sterling Shepard and I got Fuller from the Houston Texans that's on the bench. I'm debating on should I squeeze Fuller in for Ty Montgomery at the flex because Montgomery is listed as questionable. So, you know, that's going to be pretty interesting. But I need to get back on the good foot in the real NFL, man. 1-3, you know, I don't want to keep getting that shovel and burying myself, man, because, I don't want to get to a situation where I got to win out to make it to the playoffs. You know, I kind of want to at least I want to start getting back to at least some 500 ball, man. Give me a good little three-game winning streak, man, or something. And the lead that me and you co-own together, man, I still feel like we gonna be untouchable in that league. Even with Cook, I mean, who we had that got injured?
Carson.
Even with Carson out, we still got Miller that we had on the bench, and we still wasn't playing him.
Oh my God!
He was still putting up some decent points. So
yeah,
we got him, Hunt, and Bell. Like, Aaron Rodgers, man, like this squad is scary, man. Like, you know, and we got Latavius Murray hiding, you know, just to have, you know what I'm saying? And then whenever Aaron Rodgers go on the bye week, we got Alex Smith that can come right on up. Is the way Alex Smith been playing, I feel completely confident playing him. I don't have no issue playing him whenever Aaron Rodgers have his bye week.
You know, we still have an issue at receiver, though.
We do. But you know what? I'm so happy with the three-headed running back monster that we have. If those guys just even put up their average or a little more, that's damn near 60 points right there just from the running backs.
So, yeah, because...
Go ahead.
I think now, because of Chris Carson's injury, we don't have to go back and forth between Lamar Miller or Chris Carson and look at the matchups. We just put Lamar Miller in there and let him go to work, because we're not going to put Smallwood or Murray in there. You know, they're just bye week replacements, and hopefully we can get a good week out of them now. So that's kind of settled. Like Martavis Bryant, Rashard Matthews, Kelvin Benjamin, they're going to get work. I just don't feel comfortable with them, but at least we know that when they're on the field, they're going to get some targets. So, I mean, we're just going to kind of have to ride it out. I was actually shocked that we won the game, because I looked up and, you know, and I thought, yeah, old boy had Tyreek Hill going, and I'm like, oh man, he was projected to get like 10. He did like 3. And Chris Carson got hurt, so I was like, man, we might be in trouble. But yeah, they pulled it out, man, and we'll take it, because that Lamar Miller decision or Kelvin Benjamin decision could have came back to haunt us. So
yeah,
3-1.
Yeah, man, that's how it is, man. That's what happens. You know, I really feel good with that squad, man. I think we're gonna definitely go all the way. No one's gonna see us. Whoever beat us the last time, they just got lucky and just caught us on a bad week. Okay, my main league on my ESPN, I gave one of the guys that was 3-0 his first L. I was 1-2. Now I'm 2-2. This team, man, whew. Okay, Tom Brady and Le'Veon Bell combined for 50 points. Tevin Coleman gave me 14. Gronk gave me 8. But after that, man, Riddick gave me 1 point. Landry gave me 4. Emmanuel Sanders gave me 2.7. Detroit defense gave me 14, and my kicker gave me 8. I ended up with 103 points. But my bench, man, this team is very suspect, Ken. I'm about to tell you that. I already told you my team, the lineup that I had playing. So my bench: Jeremy Maclin, Matthew Stafford, with the tight end Brate from Tampa Bay, Sterling Shepard, running back from Arizona Williams, Higgins from Cleveland, and Brandon Oliver from the LA Chargers. That's my bench. I was going against him. He had Drew Brees, Quarrell, Jamal Charles. I don't know why he played him. Thomas from New Orleans, Curse from Jets, Bennett, Odell Beckham Jr., Arizona defense, and Gakowski from New England, the kicker. So his bench put up a lot of points. He had Watson. He had Watson on the bench. But I guess he didn't want to play Watson over Breeze, which is understandable. But I think he about to start playing Watson. But I'm at 500. I'm at 2-2 with this squad, man. I gave him his first L, so I feel kind of good about that. Hopefully this can be the turnaround for me to make a run, because this squad here is so suspect. Ah, my God, I can't believe I'm 2-2 with this squad, to be honest with you. So, yeah, that's the main league, man. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I hope I can make some waiver moves. Everyone got all the guys off waivers that I was trying to get, man. So I'm like, damn. So I'm still stuck with this squad, man. Hopefully somebody else get injured where I can plug some guys in, because I'm really out here sharking. I'm looking in the waivers every day, every morning when I wake up, trying to figure out who can I pick up to kind of help save the squad or spark this squad up.
Yeah, wow. Damn, that's crazy. Like, well, you know, this is that time, right? We're in bye weeks, and I'm in a situation now, you know, and but before I get into that team, let me tell you about how about this? In the King of Rings in the Dead End Sports League, I'm 1-3. I have scored the most points in the league, 411. And I just got my first win last week. Fantasy football, man. It's nothing like it.
Nothing. I know, though. You scoring that many points, and you, so that means you just catching everybody at their best, pretty much.
Yep.
You catching everyone at their best. That gotta suck, man. Damn, that gotta suck. That's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, yeah. My bye week situation in the real NFL, where I'm 1-3 and should be 2-2, Breeze and Michael Thomas are on bye week, which is fine because I like to typically draft players that have a bye week in week 5 so I can have them for the rest of the season. So Breeze and Michael Thomas are on bye. Tevin Coleman is on bye. Demaryius Thomas is on bye. So I put Sammy Watkins in, who is now questionable. Zeke and Bilal Powell, they're playing, so I'm good there. That's the Tavarius Jenkins. And I got Thomas Rawls in. I lost Carson.
Mm.
And I lost Eifert. And Jordan Matthews is out this week. So my team is decimated. I got to find.
Dang.
Well, I'm more than likely I'm going to bench Rawls and play James White because I read something today where I think the Buccaneers, where is it, are missing two linebackers, and they're thinking that the Patriots might try to take advantage of that situation. So, yeah, it was on CBS Sports, and Dave Richards wrote about it. So he said the Buccaneers are playing two backup linebackers, Kendall Beckwith and Adarius Glanton, and that they might try to take advantage of that. So I might go in and just play the flex and see what happens, because there really isn't anybody on the waiver. The only thing is they play tomorrow, but whatever. My situation, I need a receiver, and I need a quarterback. B, there are no quarterbacks. And I wanted Watson, and I should have put in the claim for him. And I just wanted Watson just off the strength. But, yeah, all the quarterbacks are gone. So I might play, believe it or not, McCown. I might pick up McCown, man. The Jets are playing against Cleveland. That might not be a bad matchup. I might go with McCown and Robbie or Robbie Anderson, however you say it, as my two receivers. Now, the only thing is I already have a Safarian Jenkins. So that's the issue. So I'm looking at either McCown or rolling out Trubisky.
Wow.
There's no quarterbacks. It's Blake Bortles. Well, it's Blake Bortles, Andy Dalton. Somebody dropped Derek Carr. Deshaun Kizer, that's a no. Brissett, that's a no. Case Keenum, hell no. Hoyer, absolutely not. Glenn is bench. Flacco, trash. Cutler, no. So I'm what I have no choice. McCown is and
that's
Dalton probably, are the
I mean
two
that's
best
your
options.
Best bet. You're gonna have to put somebody at that QB position. So I mean you're gonna have to do something.
And Dalton would be a good plug and play, but he's going against Buffalo, who's destroying everybody.
Yes. So you definitely want to stay away from that.
Yeah, come back next week and you guys will find out what I did. But I think I'm going to go with McCown.
Yes.
McCown. And
so real quick, waiver wire for people listening. If you're looking for someone that you want to try to pick up and that you want to pick up for week 5, it's a list of some players that I might have. I'm pretty sure Cam might have some other players that I probably don't name. But I got like a list of 5 that I think you should probably go after. Will Fuller, wide receiver from the Houston Texans. It seems like, you know, even though, yeah, of course, Hopkins is like the guy, the number one guy. But, you know, I think him and Watson got a good rapport together, man. I think Watson liked going to him. He looks for him a lot. So, you know, if you're looking to plug someone at that flex position for you in your league, I think Fuller is a good flex guy to have. Of course, you know, try to get Latavius Murray because now he's the horse for the Minnesota Vikings after Cook is out for the season. Tyler Croft, tight end from Cincinnati. We know. But Ken's boy, he picked him up. He's good if he's playing, but we just always question if he's going to play a full season. So you go with Croft. You know, Dalton looks for Croft a lot. Giovanni Bernard. Another one from us. Bengals. That's another person that you can look to get. And this last one I'm just stretching, I'm reaching with is Eddie Lacy from Seattle. You know, with Carson being out, I'm pretty sure they're going to be running back by committee. So, you know, Lacy's going to probably get a lot of anything within the 5-yard line, 10 to 5-yard line of the goal line. Eddie Lacy's going to get those. He's going to get a bulk of those looks. So, you know, look for Eddie Lacy to probably have those 2 touchdowns, 30-20-yard rushing type games or whatever. Don't be surprised if you see that from Eddie Lacy in the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, those are my waiver wire pickups.
Yeah, and for me, man, I think if you're, you know, it's a bye week, so you're looking for guys to stream. You know, I've already talked to you about my quarterback situation, but there may be some running backs. We don't know how this thing is going to play out. So if you can pick up Jarrett McKinnon, they're going to play Murray. But what if Murray gets hurt? McKinnon is all that's left. Look at Alex Collins. You know, he fumbles a lot, and Harbaugh had some things to say about that. But if he holds on to the ball, it's his job. So it's really his job to lose. John Brown may be out there, and he may be coming back. I already talked to you about Robbie Anderson and Austin Seferian Jenkins. Evan Ingram's probably taken. And defenses, the Giants may be a good one if you need to stream a defense. And, yeah, and I think that's it. When I look at the I'm going to look at 50-yard line team. I want to see if he got anybody I want to try to trade for. It. I want to get Watson.
Oh, you mean Sheen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Yes, that's my homegirl Patsy. Yeah, she on it. She picked up Watson.
I know. Yeah, so I'm gonna.
And you know, she had Cook. She had Cook on her squad. You know, she must have dropped. She had Cook. She had a nice little squad because she got Mixon, Hunt, and Cook. That was like her three running back. That was her three running back rotation. So now that Cook is out, now that kind of, you know.
She dropped
him. Yeah, she dropped him. She
dropped Cook. Man, let me ask you this. Do you think Kareem Hunt can keep this up?
I don't know, man. Maybe this might be the year where he surprised people. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this might be that year where he was on fire. You know what I'm saying? Where was Zeke? I mean, not saying that. You know, he's at the same talent level as Zeke. But you know how Zeke and Dak, they surprise folks. You know, now this is the year where we're going to see what they're about. So maybe this might be the year where they hunt surprise folks. And he's going to be a top 5 fantasy pickup for next year. If he end up rushing for about, you know, 13, 1400 yards and rush for a whole lot of touchdowns. You never know, man. I mean, he might keep this up. It seemed like that ground game is working for Kansas City, man. They got a good offensive lineman, so you know, good offensive line. So maybe he keep this up. You think he gonna die down at some point? You think he's gonna catch up to him?
I think I kind of answered my question in my head. So I think what we saw last week, because I was like, no way he's gonna put up 20, but I think what we saw is like probably his floor. 100 yards, a couple of yards receiving, a touchdown to make it even great. But, right. And that's what I was curious to see. Like, how do you perform when you don't have the big runs? Because that's been his thing, like big runs.
And big runs,
Yeah. So what happens when you don't have those big runs anymore? So, and I think we saw it. I think he'll, you know, get 4-5 yards a carry, put up 100 yards, catch a couple of balls out of the background. You just hope he plunged one in. For a score, and then you know that's it. But he right now, he has the Chiefs leading the league in rushing with 654 yards. He's contributed to that, which is nuts. Gurley keep it up? I don't know. It still remains to be seen. I know I am waiting for Michael Thomas and Breeze to get their act together, and so
man,
you know
they them boys, man. Goodness gracious. What they been doing?
I don't know. I think Thomas finally scored a touchdown, but it's been slow. But we're in the bye week, and we expect things to kind of pick up from here, and we'll see how they go. But last thing I have is going back to the Eagles situation, I think you should be a little fortunate that you got Wendell Smallwood, because the Eagles are actually third in the league in rushing with 570.
Yeah, yeah. And see, that's why I feel like maybe this is with the trade that end up, you know, being turning real bad for me with the Cook trade. I still end up getting Smallwood in that deal. So, you know, maybe it could be a little blessing in disguise, man. You know, I was hoping to have that Cook, you know, have Cook on my squad. I think I think dude about to be the real deal. So that's what I was hoping for long. Cause I was going to have Cook along with Gordon and Howard. Like, I was like, man, I'm going to be set. So maybe hopefully Smallwood might be a good, nice little addition or whatever. I mean, I'm thinking I'm a real NFL. I had Lamar Miller and Ty got Montgomery, but yeah, hopefully Smallwood and Murray kind of do something for me on the running back issue. So we shall see, man. We shall see.
Yeah. The only other situation I'm in is I got Mariota in the league, and I think I finally got my first win, and this team just isn't good. But now I got to go try to find a quarterback to replace him with. And again, it's just ugly, man. Like, there's nobody there. Welcome to fantasy football.
Welcome to fantasy football.
You know what? I'm enjoying it because I like the challenge. You know, 1-3 teams, like 1-4, trying to get your first win, trying to compete, trying to see. And there's no real, like, talent out there. Like, you really have to make some good moves and just hope you get lucky. So,
yeah. This has been a real interesting season, man, just in general. I mean, I don't know if it's just due to us not really being interested in the NFL, you know, due to reasons I think everyone know of. But it just seems weird, man. This fantasy football season is weird. A lot of injuries, a lot of people. I won't be surprised if we get some more people, you know, hopefully no one on our team that be out for the year or be banged up for a good amount of time of the season. So, I mean, we'll see, man. This is really weird. I'm just hoping that whatever hole I'm in some of my leagues, I can dig out of them. And the leagues that we on top, I can stay on top. We can stay on top and keep it going. So, yeah, that's about it, man. I see y'all on, you know, we see y'all on the next week and see how y'all did, man. Because this is interesting, especially now, like Ken mentioned, with the buys kicking in. So I can't wait to hear and see what Ken does this week in fantasy, especially with everybody got on bye for this, the first bye week. So
that's going to do it for us this week. We'll catch you guys next week. Peace.